Hi, and welcome back to the Leadership Lab, the podcast where we dive into the strategies, abilities, and mindsets that define exceptional leaders. Today's episode will cover a very interesting topic that all leaders face at some point in their careers, and that is leading in crisis. When you say crisis, it can mean a global pandemic, an economic recession, or a sudden organizational disruption. Whatever it is, this type of situation is one that tests leaders like nothing else does. Leadership in this situation is not just about survival, it's also about how you guide your organization and your people through times of fear, uncertainty, and come out stronger. I want to treat this topic from three perspectives: mindset, communication, and decision making. First and most importantly in leading through a crisis is the mindset. The most common emotions in such situations are fear, panic, and even mind paralysis. This is why it is crucial to remind yourself how important your role is in running the ship. So you must stay grounded, because in moments like this, people look at their leaders for guidance. If you remain calm and composed, you set the correct tone for the entire team. Also, focus on what you can control. Crisis often comes with elements out of your immediate control, and there is no point stressing over those. Instead, pay attention to actions you can take, so you remain productive and give the right guidance to your team. This will eliminate any unnecessary stress and allow you to stay close to what truly matters. Embrace change. A crisis is often a turning point. Leaders who view challenges as opportunities for transformation are better equipped to adapt and go through any situation. Remember, mindset is contagious. If you project clarity and confidence, it will ripple through the entire organization. Let's now discuss communication. Clear, consistent, and empathic communication is your most valuable tool during a crisis. Your job as a leader is to provide clarity and direction. So let's see, how do you do that? First, be transparent. Share the facts, even when they are difficult. Sugarcoating the truth might be a very short-term solution, but it breaks trust over time. Transparency shows integrity. Secondly, over-communicate. In a crisis, silence is very dangerous, and all you do is leave room for speculation. So give frequent updates, keep your team informed, answer all the questions. When you don't know the answer to a question, make sure you follow up once you have that answer. You can use different channels for communication: email, chat, meetings, and even some informal check-ins, just to make sure that people are in the right mental state. Lastly, but very important, show empathy. In a crisis, people are not just worried about the organization, they are also concerned about their personal lives. Listen carefully and give reassurance. This human connection is just as important as the tactical aspects of communication. Let's now cover decision-making during the crisis. Unlike normal circumstances, crisis demands quick yet deliberate decisions. What you must avoid, though, is impulsiveness and overthinking. The best decisions balance speed with strategy. Also, make sure you prioritize. During a crisis, not everything is equally urgent or important, so focus your time and energy on high-impact tasks. Involve your team. Crises are in many situations too complex to handle on your own, so leverage the expertise in your team, foster collaboration, as it will also unify you as a team. Learn and adapt. Not every decision you make will be perfect. Just remember to take some learning away and do better next time. Even the most experienced leaders make wrong decisions. The aftermath is what truly matters. If we want to work with real-life examples, we have COVID and the immense impact on the way we approached business. The shift companies had to do to prevent disruptions, but also aligned to whatever global normality meant at that time, was immense. When it all started, decisions were made so rapidly because there was no time to think. We had to implement, for example, the work from home with very little knowledge on how it's going to turn out, Because let's face it, not all industries are equipped for this type of effort. Crises are inevitable, but they are also great moments to show true leadership. As a leader, you have the power to guide your team through uncertainty with strength, clarity, and compassion. By adopting a stabilizing mindset, communicating transparently, and making thoughtful decisions, you can turn moments of chaos into opportunities for your team to grow, adapt, and be more united. If this episode resonated with you, share it with people in your network, hit subscribe, and I will see you next time for more interesting content.